I call Councillor Stogia for a question to Councillor Chappell. Councillor Stogia.
Thank you very much, Lord Mayor. Councillor Chappell, can you please clarify the system which is currently in place for clearing gullies and blocked collapsed drains in Whalley Range? I am concerned that many gullies have remained blocked for a significant amount of time, despite being reported by the residents, or our work with work coordination, or local residents and the Whalley Rangers who have helped us to put together a list of blocked and collapsed drains that need cleaning in Whalley Range. Many residents have contacted me to report flooded drains and gullies, raising concerns how this makes crossing the streets dangerous. Cyclist commuters have also contacted me, telling me how dangerous is the high level of ponding water on Upper Cholton Road for them, as it forces them to cycle on the main traffic, which is dangerous, especially on rush hour and when it's raining and it's also dark. Residents would be keen to understand how often gullies are cleaned routinely and what time it takes for to clear a blocked gully from when it has become reported. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your question, Councillor Stoyer. And I'm sorry to hear about the issues that your residents in Whalley Range are experiencing. And I know that it's not isolated to Whalley Range. It's an issue that many residents across the city have been facing, especially in the light of the unprecedented rainfall over the last few weeks. However, we as a city council are doing a huge amount to try and get our drainage network, which comprises of over 115,000 gullies, up to a decent standard and maintained at that level. There are three different things that we do. First of all, reactive maintenance. So when someone makes a report to the contact centre to say that a gully is blocked, we have a response time of between 6 to 12 weeks on these inquiries. We also monitor all of our gullies as part of the regular highways inspection process, which occur at least twice a year on every road in the city. We've responded to just under 1,600 reactive maintenance requests for gullies, well, gully locations, which can be a series of gullies, year-to-date, financial year-to-date. There are some roads that we know where the gullies definitely need cleaning on a regular basis, including the cycleways that you referenced in Whalley Range. So the second thing that we do is have a cyclical gully cleansing programme. And this is a programme of cleaning the gullies on an 18-month schedule, and it's designed to reduce the need for reactive maintenance calls. In the last month alone, we've attended 1,215 gullies. Members will recall that about 5 years ago, after the first shocking round of Tory Lib Dem cuts, which were £109 million out of our budget, we didn't have enough money to continue running that cyclical gully maintenance cleansing service, and we were forced to decommission it. It is to the great shame of the government, but to the huge good fortune of Manchester residents, that we received a windfall dividend from Manchester Airport Group, and we were able to invest this in buying another gully cleansing machine and re-establishing the crucial cyclical cleansing scheme. As an aside, the problems with drainage aren't specific to Manchester. They're completely widespread across the country, especially in inner city areas that have been hit hard by the cuts. Most places aren't as lucky as us in having recourse to those dividend funds. And what's emerging across the country is a huge infrastructure deficit that is going to be the legacy of this Tory government. And we all know that roads that are in poor condition, when they're rutted and potholed, make drainage problems even worse, as you referred to, Councillor Stoyer. The visible deterioration of our roads is, for me, the most visible symbol of the Tories' contempt for us, resulting, as it does, from 35% budget cuts over a five-year period to this council. The third thing we're doing, which again has been a result solely of the airport dividend funding, is an ambitious programme of almost £1 million in repairing broken drains. These are the drains that no amount of sucking or cleansing have been able to fix, and we've had to dig them up completely. And I'd hazard a guess that those are the drains that your supporters and the Wadi Rangers have identified so that on the programme to be fixed.
Thank you very much, Councillor Chappell. 18 months, I understand the budgetary pressures. However, despite the extra investment, an 18-month cyclical programme is just not enough, especially if we are going to be making lots of investment on the cycleways. People cannot use the cycleways when there's just too much water on top of them. So just to ask, can you please tell me how many collapsed drains have been repaired in the last 12 months in Wally Range and which ones are still on your schedule? Thank you.
Thank you. Just to reassure you that every time the highways team go out to do any work, any resurfacing work or any other investment work across the city, they automatically look at the drainage issues in those locations, and we will be, as standard, fixing up the problems on Upper Chiltern Road as we invest in the cycle facilities, the new fantastic cycle facilities that are going in there, so that will resolve that problem. I do have the drainage repair job list for Wally Range, which indicates that 10 drains or groups of interlinked drains in Wally Range were due to be repaired as part of the investment programme over the last year. So these have included root cutting, desilting and camera surveying on Burford Road, full excavation of the gully on Wally Road outside number 49, and new drainage pipes installed at Alexandra Road South opposite St Bede's and on Egerton Road North at the junction with Milton Grove. The last of the 10 schemes in Wally Range was completed this month, and I've got similar information available for any ward that would like it for your area, so members do get in touch if you want that detail for your area. As you can all see, though, from these jobs in Wally Range, these are all costly projects, each one of those, which demonstrate the Council's commitment to investing funds in drainage, even when this government won't.